Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Nino.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Yay, and we can hear you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, very, and you and everybody else can hear him too.
I know. Poor Nino got ripped off last week, and you did such a good report. I apologize. So let's just really quickly again say that Nino is from EarthTechling.com. You're the founder and CEO.
Correct.
So, and when we met Nino out in Detroit, you know, I really liked that he, like us Green Divas, is helping to try to de-jargonize some of this green stuff, especially the green tech, which can get very, it's confusing to me.
Well, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming because, you know, who does what and who does what better and why should we consider this over that? So this is the guy to go to. Hi, Nino, it's Mizar. How is everything out west?
No complaints.
Okay, good.
Mild winter day here in Portland, Oregon, where we're headquartered. So, not too much rain. So
now,
enjoying the...
we were originally going to talk about light bulbs, because I always have light bulb confusion, but we shifted gears on you. We'll do that next time, because you had something come in today that you wanted to talk about.
That's correct. So, you know, we partner on our website with a number of nonprofits talking about different aspects of green technology, whether it's, you know, sustainable building or transportation, or in the case of this one particular partner who's called Alliance to Save Energy, they talk a lot about energy efficiency. And so we got a piece in from them today that I thought would be interesting to chat with your readers about for a couple minutes, or your listeners, I should say.
Yeah,
and readers.
So
both.
And readers, indeed, yes. So, you know, with tax time here coming up, you know, we're all starting to talk to our own taxes and pulling paperwork together, you know, the folks over at Alliance to Save Energy put out an article that's basically five energy efficiency tax credits you should know about. So I thought we could list those off for those people who are, you know, gathering their tax information right now and trying to figure out how I can get a few extra tax credits for some of those green initiatives you've done in your life. So,
okay, that's a really, you know what, because I doubt people know about that. All right, everybody, get your pens and pencils out. And
well, and we'll list them.
Because,
we'll also list them on the website, and we'll refer to the original post for you.
That sounds great.
Go ahead.
All right,
so,
go,
you know,
shoot.
Just to kind of summarize, you know, in the deadlocked Congress we've had here of late, you know, there are a few things that have gotten through the, you know, the landmines that go on there. And, you know, one of them was at the beginning of the year, the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012 was signed into law, which had extended many expired tax credits until the end of this year, as well as restoring them retroactively for 2012.
Nice.
So five things folks should know about are, one is home improvements and equipment upgrades for things such as more efficient water heaters and air conditioners, as well as doing things like installing new windows and doors. And with that, you can get up to $500 in qualifying tax credits for certain improvements that you've done in your primary house.
And these are federal tax credits. The state
these
tax
are
credits are a different animal, I'm sure.
Right. These are all federal tax credits. So another one is a new home builder's tax credit. And this is basically more available for contractors. It's up to $2,000 for folks that build homes that consume 50% less heating and cooling energy compared to homes built under certain specifications a few years ago.
Cool.
So it's a cool one for those that are, you know, doing a little home construction.
Yeah.
Another big one is for alternative fuel vehicles. So basically, refueling equipment for some of these vehicles can, you know, with the tax credit, can cover up to 30% of the cost for this equipment. So say, for example, you put in a electric charger in your home, you might qualify for that tax credit.
And really?
Also,
I'm excited about that one because I hope to have an alternative vehicle car soon.
Me too.
That would be excellent. You know, and in that vein, credits for light and heavy duty hybrid vehicles have also been extended through the end of this year. Again, you know, applies to vehicles that meet certain requirements and that were put in service between 2011 and 2013. It's good to know what, you know, in the tax code talks about what types of vehicles qualify. So, you know, there's links to all of that in the article we have up from the Alliance folks. Two other ones really fast are mass transit benefits. So basically for this, it is our incentives that apply to the Taxpayer Relief Act did it so that the maximum monthly transportation benefits were increased to $245, up from $125 for this year, and they run through January 1st of 2020 through these incentives and rebates. But again, you should, you know, look online and talk to your accountant to see what you actually qualify, so you don't, you know, fill out the paperwork and turn it in, and the IRS goes, no, sorry.
Thanks so much, Nino, for calling in, and we'll have you back to talk about light bulbs another time. This was a good topic. And we'll have people check out earthtechling.com, that article, but we'll also, you know, post a reference and a link to all of that from thegreendivas.com.
You're a great resource, Nino. Thank you.
Bye, Nino.
Have a great week.
Take care.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.